Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam alaikum, so welcome. Today we have another interesting story on Lantern, this program. So we go for this story. Grapes, delicious. That's the title of today's story. One day a poor man brought a bunch of grapes to Prince Ahmed as a gift. He was very excited to be able to bring a gift for Prince Ahmed. He placed the grapes beside him and said, "Oh, Prince Ahmed, please accept this small gift from me." He was a poor man who could not afford more. His face beamed with happiness as he offered his small gift. It was evident that he loved the prince a lot. The prince thanked him graciously. As the man looked at him expectantly, the prince ate one grape. Then he ate another one. Slowly, the prince finished the whole bunch of grapes by himself. He did not offer grapes to anyone present. The poor man who brought those grapes was very pleased and left. The close friends of the prince who were around him were surprised. Usually, the prince shared whatever he got with them. He would offer them whatever he was given, and they would eat it together. Usually, he would start first out of respect to the person who had given him the gift, but he would always offer it to others. This time had been different. Without offering it to anyone, Prince Ahmed finished a bunch of grapes by himself. One of the friends asked respectfully, "Oh, Prince Ahmed, how come you ate all the grapes by yourself and did not offer to any one of us present?" The prince smiled and said, "I ate all the grapes by myself because the grapes were sour. If I would have offered you, you might have made funny faces and shown your distaste of the grapes. That would have hurt the feelings of that poor man. I thought to myself that it's better that I eat all of them cheerfully and please the poor man. I did not want to hurt the feelings of that poor man." Subhanallah. Such was the character and manner of a good man.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from Arab English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this beautiful program of Lantern is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to take out some lessons and moral themes out of these religious stories and try to make use of them in our ordinary daily life as Muslims. Well, the story we just listened to is about a precious characteristic of gratitude, which is highly appreciated in Islam. You know, gratitude stands for thanking the conferrer for his graces and using them in the fields that he accepts. It is one of the qualities of perfection that grow and perpetuate the graces. Because of his absolute self-sufficiency, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not benefit by our thanks. As a matter of fact, the benefits of thanks are due to the thankful himself, since he expresses his appreciation for the divine graces and uses them in the fields that achieve the contentment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in case of people, which was the subject of the story, the case again comes true. You see, when one appreciates the favor that another person has committed and has done to him or her, this shows this beautiful nature of that person, and the good of appreciation goes back to himself or herself. So the thankful person's happiness lies in his acts of obedience to God, and they stem from this. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And when your Lord proclaimed, if you are thankful, surely I will increase you. But if you are thankless, my chastisement is surely terrible. Surah Ibrahim, verse number 7. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam states that gratefulness towards blessings is far from sin. He also states that gratitude is where one knows that the blessings are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not know their blessings are being a result of their cleverness, knowledge, mind and effort, etc. And the person is content with what has been given to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those very blessings should not be used as a means to sin. And true gratitude is when one uses the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Gratitude for divine blessings are many and cannot be listed. And we read in narrations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, to deliver his right of gratitude. Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, replied that he could not possibly do so, as each word to thank itself requires another thanks. The inspiration came down that that very confession you make and that you know that everything is from me is the best way to thank me. This beautiful story shows that we must be very careful about the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every possible moment. You know, we cannot do this gratitude and this appreciation in its complete way, because in that way we won't have a life, and we are supposed to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single moment of our lives, and that would still, it won't be enough. And this beautiful story shows that we must know that what we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this knowing and confession to it pleases God, and Allah is satisfied with our knowledge of His blessings. Okay, for now, let's go for a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Okay, welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Lantern from Arab English Radio, and we are talking about gratitude to others and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one of the most beautiful characteristics that a person can have. Well, gratitude towards others is gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. It has been brought to us through narrations quite frequently that anyone who is not thankful of the created is not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us might have heard that this famous narration, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْمُنْعِمْ مِنَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. If the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are spent in a way contrary to the rights in which it must be spent in, that shows ingratitude and is the foundation of blasphemy. If you are thankless, or as in another ayah, those who exchange the bounty of God with unthankfulness are those who exchange the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into blasphemy. For now, we have to end our program, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.